This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. When the Eagles are done practice today, we'll be joined by Jahan Dotson and Josh Uche, two guys that that look to have roles, but could have big roles as the season goes along with this Philadelphia Eagles team. We're excited to talk to them. Devin, later in the show, as the Eagles spend their first day on the practice field without Landon Dickerson. Good news yesterday, a minor procedure for his meniscus injury, and it sounds like he could be back very early, maybe even by week one of the season. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Phillies, and are you giving this group a clean slate as we head down the stretch of the season? I am. I think we all should. This is a different team, although a lot of the same characters. It's, to me, more a complete team than they have been, especially when you throw in the bullpen and Duran and the bottom of the order with Topper's platoon. Some people around here, not to name names, like Hugh Douglas, do not want to give the Phillies a clean slate.
I don't think you have to. Mm. I don't think as a fan I have to do that.
Okay, well,
you don't have to. It's my right as a fan to be an idiot and act a fool.
At least you're calling yourself that and not others. At least we're being a little bit better about that. All right, 215-592-9494.
Say with all due respect.
Well, it does. You really think you can get out of things with saying all due respect?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
You can.
You can.
Works every time.
With all due respect. You can try, and it doesn't actually work. All right, 215-592-9494. Also, Hugh Douglas trivia for your chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. But, Hugh, I want to bring up something up I saw yesterday. So, Dan Orlovsky over at ESPN. He ranked the best quarterbacks based on traits. And this was interesting. It was a different way to kind of break down when you kind of add it together who the best quarterbacks are, right? It's not just... Hey, I think Mahomes is, or hey, I think Allen is. Why, right? Look, what are their traits? So he ranked quarterbacks 1 through 10 in 7 different categories. Arm strength, ball placement, mechanics, decision-making, pocket presence, rushing ability, and second reaction ability. So those were the 7 categories here. Hugh, of the 7 categories, how many times do you think Jalen Hurts' name was listed within the top 10? So he had the top 10 of arm strength, top 10 of ball placement, mechanics, decision-making, pocket presence, rushing ability, second reaction ability.
Not many.
He was ranked within the top 10 in 3 of those categories. The categories he put him were decision-making with the football. He put him at 9th, which I think based on most of his career is true, right? Like, he had that stretch in 2023 into the beginning of last year where he threw way too many interceptions. But yeah, I've always thought, for the most part, he takes good care of the football.
Yeah.
So he had him 9th in terms of decision-making with the football.
Yes.
The other spots he had him high, and you could probably guess this, he was 2nd in the NFL in rushing ability from the quarterback position.
His bread and butter.
Yep, only Lamar was above him. Lamar's probably the greatest rushing quarterback ever. And he also had him in second reaction ability, like kind of when the play breaks down.
The second receiver or whatever, yep. You know, his ability to extend the play, stuff like that.
So he had him 5th in that category behind Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, Daniels, and then Hurts. So he had him top 10 in 3 of the 7 categories. He didn't have him top 10 in the other 4, which were, you know, more of the the mechanics and arm strength and all those kind of things. So, again, it didn't surprise me, but it did make me think about this. So yesterday we had the tiers, right, the Athletics quarterback tiers, and they had Jalen Hurts ranked as a second-tier quarterback, number nine overall. We've gone through a lot of these lists this year, and they've kind of ranked Hurts somewhere between five and nine. So what I started wondering yesterday was this list, Athletic, and ESPN, PFF, they're all kind of in the same boat, which is Jalen is good to very good, but not an elite quarterback. So it made me start to wonder, like, who's right about Jalen Hurts? Is it the experts or is it us? I mean, the experts all seem to be aligned on this in some way, that he's between five and nine. He's good, not great. There's great attributes, but there's also some flaws. Meanwhile, when we talk about him, and I mean us as a fan base, he's ranked higher. A lot of people here want to put him two, three. Some of our callers want to put him one. Hugh Douglas, what do you make of the big difference between the experts and us?
Jalen, first of all, I think the fans are right, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the last couple of seasons, since Jalen's been in the NFL, I'm going to just say that because that's kind of where I'm going to go with this. They've been trying to figure out a way to measure his greatness, right? So they've moved the line. Now it's become, like, and that list that Dan Orlovsky made, let me say this first. I think it's fair because it was worded in a way where anybody that watches football cannot deny those intangibles that they bring to the table. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep on saying this because this is what it feels like. The line has been moved to make people feel better about where they rank Jalen. Like, how many other quarterbacks have we done over the last 10 years, have we done all of this mental gymnastics to verify or justify his ranking? Like, I can't think of one. And every time one of these lists come out, every time somebody says something about Jalen, it's always, yeah, but. So we've gotten to the point now where we specifically word things in order to diminish his accomplishments. Like, Dan Orlovsky did a tremendous job of putting that list together because I can't argue that. When you talk about arm strength and you talk about all those other abilities,
I wouldn't put him top 10 in arm strength.
You can't do it.
No, I also don't think he's bottom 10, but he's probably somewhere in the middle.
But think about it. Like, this is the problem that I have with this. Think about how it has evolved. The evaluation of quarterbacks has evolved over the last couple of years because of what Jalen has been able to accomplish. And with that alone, that tells you how great Jalen is because he's an anomaly. He's a unicorn. He doesn't fit into any of those categories that we as pundits try to put him in, but he's more successful than most of the guys that are above him in those categories.
Well, he wins a lot, right? He wins more than other guys. But I don't think anyone's out to get Jalen. I don't think they're making these specific categories to slight him. I think these are the way they assess the quarterback position, and he either falls above or below certain lines.
Jalen's an outlier. Like, that's a fact. Jalen's an outlier. And what we've done, whether you see it or don't, what we've started to do was spin the narrative in a way that it keeps him being the outlier.
All right, we'll continue the conversation and get back to more on experts and us and who really sees Hurts the right way. Now, we see every throw he makes. I mean, we're in it. The guy that's about to join us sees every throw Jalen Hurts makes in practice and in the games that he has since the end of last training camp when he arrived here in a trade from the Washington Commanders. We're going to be joined here by Eagles wide receiver Jahan Dotson, who's getting set for his second season as a Philadelphia Eagle. Jahan, how you doing, man? Welcome to the Midday Show. Joe and Hugh, how you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. This is what I want to ask you. Coming from the Commanders and knowing everything that was said about you when you were there, to come here, I mean, how did that make you feel knowing that you probably had to come here and had something to prove?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was big for me. You know, right around this time last year, I'm thinking, you know, I'm secure in a spot with a different team, and, you know, they move on from me. So it was kind of like I talked to Amo about this, our receivers coach, when I first got here. Every time I step on that field, man, you got to show them what they're missing. You got to make them pay for doing what they did to you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my motto every time I step on this field is, you know, go kill and go show these people, you know, who the real me is, and show them, you know, what they missed out on.
So, you know, you got here a little bit late as far as camp is concerned. So was that one of the reasons why it took you, because towards the end of the year you started to come on a little bit. Was that one of the reasons why it took you a while to get acclimated to this team, because you got here so late and was trying to catch up with everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, for me, getting acclimated to the team wasn't too long of a process, but, you know, with every great quarterback, there's a connection that he has with his receivers, and then he just builds that over time. So that was a big thing for me with Jalen, is just building a connection over time, him trusting me and me trusting him where I'm supposed to be, and that's what we built throughout the season.
You know, I'm kind of curious, because you said you used the word great when you described Jalen. What is it about Jalen Hurts to you that makes him so special?
He never settles. He doesn't settle for anything less than the best of himself, the best of others around him. He's always pushing himself and everyone around him to be great, every aspect of everything that we do. And to have a leader like that, leading your offense, commanding your offense, is a beautiful thing. And that's why we win so many games, because we have the head honcho, the leader at the point of the attack, commanding the best out of everyone.
What has this camp been like? So your first full camp here with the Eagles, with Nick Sirianni, with the coaching staff. And so Kevin Petullo was with you guys last year, pass game coordinator, but now he's the offensive coordinator. What's this camp been like, your first full camp as an Eagle?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really good to be here for the full offseason, getting the OTAs in, being here all the training camp, building these connections. Most importantly, building that trust with my quarterback. That's what's going to take us far in the season. That's what's going to help us have those big plays down the field is these trusted reps that we're getting in, like today. It's really good for me and really good for the team for me to get this full training camp.
Was there a little extra, I don't know what the word is, motivation or umph for that title game? I mean, look, I understand you, every game you're trying to laser focus, but if it was me and the Commanders traded me to the Eagles and I got to play the Commanders in the NFC Championship game, that would something extra. Would be inside. Did it feel for you?
Not too much. You know, just because I approach everything with the same mindset. But I'd be lying if I said it didn't mean a little bit more, just because of my circumstances. It was a great feeling to come out on top, especially the way we did and the commanding victory. Every time I step on the field, you know, that's I'm trying to demand my presence. I'm trying to make impacts on the game, whether that's catching the ball, making big blocks. So anything that I can do to impact the game, I'm going to do that. And it was great to be able to make some plays in that game.
Let's talk about this wide receiver room. It's one of the best in the NFL. I mean, you have Devontae Smith, who's a first-round pick, a Heisman Trophy winner. A.J. Brown's been an incredible player in the NFL, second-round pick. You were a first-round pick. And you got some young guys that are showing something. You guys, you were playing in the first game. Darius Cooper made some plays. Johnny Wilson. Tell us about this wide receiver room. It feels like it's one of the best in the NFL. And even not just the top guys, like even below you guys, the guys that are trying to get their way on this team.
Yeah, the young Thundercats.
Feels like a deep room right now.
Yeah, we have a lot of depth, a lot of talent. And, you know, I would rather it be that way than any other way, because it keeps everyone on their toes. You got to make sure you come to practice every day and show up, because you know someone next to you is going to show up. Everyone's talented in our room. Everyone's capable of making plays. So you know that the next guy is going to make a play, so you better make a play. And it's fun that way. It keeps the competition going. We all support each other. We love the guys in our room. We have great guys in our room, but it's really fun to compete with those guys and watch film on and learn from each other. So it's been really cool to have such deep depth in our receiver room.
Eagles wide receiver Jahan Dotson with us here on the Midday Show. Jahan, tell us about Tanner McKee. I mean, you got to play in the game the other night with Tanner, and we've seen him for a couple years now, since he was drafted in the sixth round, and he's got to play in the preseason. He played with you guys in that game against the Giants last year, and it feels to us like you guys have one of the better backups in the NFL too. What has it been like watching Tanner grow and catch and pass from him this summer?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, I think Tanner can be a starting quarterback in this league. He has that type of talent. As you guys can see, every time he steps on the field, he's super poised. Doesn't look like anything rattles him. And that's because he takes his job very seriously. Even the reps that he gets every day of practice, it might not be many, but, you know, he takes them very seriously. He takes them like game reps, and it shows when he's out there on the game field.
Jahan, take us through what it's like being on the field with Saquon Barkley, especially during last season. I mean, at some point it had a hit you early on. Like, he might take every single one he gets to the house. What is that like for you as a receiver trying to block for him, knowing I got to hold this block. Like, he might be right near me pretty quickly here.
Yeah, it's a little different because he has that home run ability. You know that, you know, your block can be that touchdown block. A lot of backs that, you know, I play with, you know, maybe you don't have to finish that downfield block 20, 30 yards downfield. But with him, you know, you got to get those because those can be the ones that he breaks 70, 80 yards because he has that capability. So it's really fun playing with him. He's an amazing talent and an even better person. So it's really cool being his teammate.
Jahan, the mentality of this camp, it seemed pretty early on, like the message was, we're moving forward. Last year was last year. We're moving forward. What has that been like for you? I mean, you guys got those rings a few days before you showed up here for training camp. Was that challenging? Was it easy to just kind of say, it's over, now we start a new season?
You know, for me personally, I felt it wasn't a problem at all, and I feel like a lot of guys on this team have that same mindset as we want to do it again. You know, we got to prove ourselves. No one's going to talk about what we did last year, week 3, week 4, week 15. So, you know, we got to go out there and make it happen. That's what we're going to do. That's been the mindset coming into camp. We're going to compete with each other. We're going to get better, and we've moved on. We're trying to go get another one.
I have to ask you before you go. I mean, Penn State ranked number 2, almost number 1. I mean, that was pretty close to that vote. You're a Penn State guy. You played there. Is this the year? Are they as good in your mind as people think they are?
This has got to be the year, right? I mean, number 2 in the country. This is probably the best team I've ever seen them have, maybe since Saquon was there. You know, it has got to be the year. They got all the talent, all the pieces, great coaching staff. They got to make it happen this year. Hopefully I can get up to a game.
Well, they look loaded this year. Listen, Jahan, we appreciate you hopping on with us here on the Midday Show. Congrats from last year, and good luck here in the 2025 season.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Jahan Dotson, Eagles wide receiver with us here on the Midday Show. We're going to be joined next by a guy who's entering his first year, Hugh, as a Philadelphia Eagle. Josh Uche going to sit down with us and talk about his role on this team and entering a group that was one of the best in the NFL last season, and now he gets to join us there. But we appreciate Jahan sitting down with us, Hugh. You could just tell Jahan just feels like he's way more comfortable. Yeah, and
he's comfortable
too.
Now.
Well, he arrived here late last year, so it was a different kind of thing, a trade late in the summer. Joining us right now, Eagles edge rusher Josh Uche in his first year with the Philadelphia Eagles. Josh, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Well, appreciate you having us.
So what is it like since you've gotten here? What has the energy been like for you, and how are you starting to fit into this pass rush room?
Yeah, you know, before I signed here with Philly, you know, I was at an NFLPA meeting, and I ran into my guy, Zach Bond. And, you know, we kind of reflected a little bit on the year he had and kind of the situation coming from New Orleans. And he just told me the first thing he realized when he got to Philly was the energy just from when you first walk in the building. And, you know, remembering him saying, yo, like, Philly could be a place for you to come to, you know, when I was thinking about places. And he was 100% right, man. The energy here from the staff, the cafeteria room, to the janitor, to everything, everybody is high.
Shout out to T-Roy.
Yeah, shout out T-Roy.
Good dude.
Josh, how would you compare being here? I mean, you've played in some pretty high-profile spots. You were a New England Patriot. You were a Kansas City Chief. Now you're in Philadelphia. How would you compare the atmosphere here to a place like that? Because you've been in three spots where the expectation is to win and to win a championship.
Yeah, you know, all of the places are different. But I'd say just from an organizational standpoint, I think things are just ran very, very efficiently here. I feel like Howie does a great job bringing in people that keep the machine rolling, man. I mean, just from staff to players to coaches to everybody. So just kudos to the organization and the higher-ups for keeping this a well-oiled machine.
So how different has Vic Fangio been than the other defensive coordinators that you work for? How is his style different from those styles?
Yeah, man, every artist is unique in their own way. I say Coach Fangio just – it's a lot. It's unique, man. Like, you got to be prepared for everything. You just got to be ready for everything, man. I mean, he's got a little bit of everything under his sleeve, so you never know what to expect. And, you know, you just – it's attack mode, you know. Like, Bill was different. He had his own philosophies. Spags was different, own philosophies. But this philosophy I'm in now, I mean, I feel like it's a great, great fit for me.
What did you think watching them last year? I mean, obviously you saw them, right, at the Super Bowl. I mean, what did you think watching this defense last year? Because Josh, we didn't know what to expect last year. They had a lot of younger guys. They had a lot of turnover on their defense, new coordinator. And it took a few weeks. First month wasn't great. But then once October hit, they just they started to roll. What did you think watching them from kind of afar last year before you got here?
Yeah, my first time seeing them was in the Super Bowl. I was on the sidelines watching and just seeing them get after the passer, man. But not only get after the passer, but the back end, like just the relationship between the DBs and the front seven, like, you know, pressure, putting pressure on the quarterback, but also forcing them to keep the ball on the back end. Like, that relationship was beautiful, man, and it was something to see up close and personal, man. It was crazy.
You mentioned the DBs. How good are these young guys behind you right now? Quinyon Mitchell, first-round pick last year, played really well as a rookie. Cooper DeJean, second-round pick, and he seems to play everywhere, safety, corner, slot. How, from your perspective so far, how good can those guys be?
Man, you've got guys in the top 100 as rookies, man. Like, that says a lot. It says everything. Voted by their peers. I mean, the sky's the limit, you know. And here, you know, it's all about the next day. You know, there's not too much reflecting about Super Bowl or accomplishments or accolades. It's all about improving and getting better. And shout out to Coach Sirianni for just always, you know, keeping the competition going.
Tell us about Coach Sirianni. What's he like as a player? I mean, we get to see him on the sidelines. We get to hear him talk. It seems like he really finds a way to connect with all of you guys. And that's, I don't think that's easy with a roster this big in training camp to find a connection. What's been your perspective with Sirianni so far in camp here?
Yeah, man, he's just like a great conductor of the orchestra, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different pieces, so many different, you know, instruments to keep this thing going and flowing, and he just does a great job orchestrating everything.
Eagles pass rusher Josh Uche here with us here. So you mentioned Zach Bond was a guy that, you know, you talked to and you thought maybe the Eagles could be a fit. Did his rise here play into that? Because, you know, Zach came here on a one-year deal, and now he's solidified as he's an Eagle. He re-signed here. Did the fact that his year went that way, did that kind of make you think, wow, look what happened to Zach when he came here?
Yeah, of course. You see that. You see the way, you know, the Eagles can help guys, you know, develop or utilize their strengths, you know, and then turn a situation where they might not have been utilized the proper way and then into a dominant player. And I think for me, just talking to him, like, you know, one-on-one definitely influenced my decision. And then obviously, yeah, just seeing how dominant he became off the 1 year was definitely important.
So what are your expectations for this season for yourself in this defense?
Becoming the best player I can be, you know, doing what's asked of me, you know, whatever's in the confines of the system, man, and just painting the best picture I could paint within the canvas and the guidelines I'm given.
So if there's listeners out there, if our listeners, maybe, you know, they know you from your career and they've seen you a little bit, but maybe they haven't watched you play a lot so far, and this is going to be the first time. What are we getting in Josh Uche? I mean, this town and this city has had a long history of big-time pass rushers, including the guy sitting next to you right there. What's Josh Uche like? What kind of player are you for those listeners out there that maybe haven't really studied your game yet?
I'd say the type of player I am is somebody that's determined to win, somebody that's just going to win, whether it be in pass rush, run, coverage, whatever the case is. I'm trying to win every single rep. I'm treating every rep like it's my last rep. That's the way I was raised. That's the way I was coached coming out of Miami, Florida. And, you know, the culture down there breeds something different, you know. So that's what I bring to the game. That's what I bring to the field. And just treating every play like it's my last.
Josh, you mentioned that top 100 list with players, right? Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell already on it. As you can imagine, we spent a lot of time talking about Jalen Hurts and the list he's on or where he's not and where he's ranked. For you, guy that competed against Jalen Hurts, now you're on his team. What was it like to prepare for him? What makes him a difficult quarterback to go against?
Yeah, he's dynamic, man. He can not only run but pass as well, like, so as a, you know, as a front, you just have to be very aware of that. You know, you can't just you have to be a coordinated front when you go against Jalen, because if you're not, they're going to exploit those different gaps. But also you have to be very solid on the back end too, because he can hurt you with both ways, his feet and throwing the ball as well.
Josh, great stuff, man. We appreciate you hopping on. Good luck this season. We're excited to watch you play, and you could have a big role here this season. So we'll be cheering you on. Thank you, Josh.
Appreciate you guys.
There he goes. Josh Uche,
have a good one, man.
Eagles edge rusher, joining us here on the Midday Show. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. The conversation we just started before we talked to Jahan and Josh here on Jalen Hurts, and really the experts versus us here. Like, who's really right on what we're seeing with Jalen Hurts? And, of course, the Phillies. Are you giving them a clean slate this season based on just 2025? Or are you like Hugh Douglas over here holding grudges from the past? 215.
Holding grudges, man.
You kind of are. 215-592-9494. And we also have Hugh Douglas trivia for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League live from Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, we appreciate both Jahan Dotson and Josh Uche coming over to our RV. Hugh, I could tell with Jahan, he just seems more comfortable.
Yeah, second year.
Yep, and you know, Uche seems like he comes across as serious and almost as more of a veteran than he is. He's not that old. I mean, he's still young in his career, but like just talking to him, he seems like he's older.
He looks focused.
Yes.
He looks like
that's
he's, you know, task at hand. He's working on that. Talking to Zach and seeing what Zach was able to parlay.
Yep. I think that's a huge reason
into
he's here.
Into a huge payday. Yeah.
Well, and Josh Uche probably has had a career that he could have got a multi-year deal from someone. I don't know how much money, but he probably could have got a multi-year deal. He came here on a one-year deal.
Yeah, because it was a chance to, you know, win a championship, you know, be in a great organization. Man, I tell you, the way that they built this thing, man, and it's no disrespect to Howie, and that's not what I was trying to do yesterday.
Here we go.
But
I mean, come on.
The fact of the matter is,
but that's how he gets all these guys.
No, but Howie is he's a cog in the wheel.
But he's the conductor
Howie
of the whole
well,
thing.
I'm not taking anything away from Howie.
This is
look at it like this, man. Like this is the house foundation, the build, the walls, and all other stuff. Howie's a part of that. But I think that this organization is well run from top to bottom, that if Howie isn't here, that this organization would thrive.
He runs.
I'm appalled at this take by you, to be
and
honest.
See, I know you are, but that's because you and Joe don't have vision.
Well, wait, did you pick up on this?
Right.
When
yep,
I asked him how he, when I asked Josh how he compares this organization to the Chiefs, because he's played for the Patriots
and
Chiefs, did you hear what he said? Howie. How he runs it.
I didn't hear Howie.
He did. Now, later on, I asked about Nick specifically, and he complimented Nick. But the first name out of his mouth is Howie Roseman.
And I feel like that's because, like, To your point, and I will give Howie this. Howie has done a great job of endearing himself to the players on this team. That is something that Joe Banner never done.
Yeah, yeah.
And Howie does a great job of that. Howie makes it feel like, you know how they was like try to make it feel like a family organization? Howie does a great job of making it feel that way. And my point is this, that if Howie leaves this organization, I still think that this organization will thrive. Will it be a little different? Yeah, because Howie is a foundational piece of what they've accomplished. But Howie's not the end-all to be-all. That's all.
Yeah, I think he pulls all the strings. I mean, I think he's the most responsible for everything that happens.
I think part of that, again, I feel like part of the reason why Howie has put himself and is in the position that he's in, because you're not putting Howie in the closet again. That's not happening.
But he's right, but that's on his performance, but then rather than his personality.
Well,
Super Bowls in 8 years.
I feel like that's by design.
The design the winning? That's why Howie has become what he's become. They've been three Super Bowls in 8 years.
I feel like Howie's a part of that, but Howie's not the end all to be all. I don't feel that. Who's the end all and be all? I think it's the way that I think it's the scouting department.
But, okay.
I think it's the people that they bounce ideas off of. Because let's go here then. Since Vic Fangio has gotten here, Vic Fangio has been somewhat of a renegade, doing things the way that he wants to do it.
Sure. But who hired him?
But the point is this. He's not falling into lockstep with everything that Howie's doing because he has a way of doing things. I think the way that I'm trying to explain it to y'all, I don't think y'all are getting. Like, yeah, Howie's a big piece of this. But do you really believe that if Howie leaves that this organization is going to fall apart?
No, but let me say it this way. Like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, there's a million workers in those companies that make those Apple and Microsoft.
They still making phones. They're making better phones than they made when he was here.
Right, but he's not here anymore. But like he was the most important part that they became
Yeah, he was a part of the foundation, but that the train didn't stop. That's the point that I'm making. The train didn't stop. And this train won't stop.
I know, but at its height when Steve Jobs was there, he was the most important part. He was the brains behind everything that happened.
Okay. I mean,
who's the most important part if not him? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I think,
like you say, a cog, but he's the CEO of the company
because he's thrust himself into that position.
Right, but okay,
that's a credit to him.
Yeah.
Okay. I can try to explain it to y'all. I just see y'all not going to get what I'm saying. So no, let's just leave it like it is.
I do get it. There's lots of parts to the puzzle.
I just wanted to make sense at the very least.
Yeah, I just
it makes sense to everybody else but you.
Does it?
Because everything that I'm saying, I laid it out the way that it made sense. You just don't get it.
And that's fine. I think the majority of people would disagree with you.
No, I think the majority of people, like I said, you're probably the only person, the way that I explained it, didn't get it.
Okay. Sure.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Who is more accurate when it comes to evaluating Jalen Hurts? I love the results so far in our Twitter poll. Eagles fans or the experts? Hugh, where do you think the voting is coming down
Eagles
on this?
Eagles fans.
78% believe Eagles fans are more on the right track here than the experts.
Yeah, because they see it for what it is.
Well, a wise man once told me that fans are idiots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And they are. And I say that with all, and I said it with all due respect.
Well, you ever think experts are experts for a reason?
No, like this.
It's like saying, who knows more about why you feel a certain way? You or the doctor? Probably the doctor.
Okay. You know what? Speaking of doctors, I remember when I broke my ankle, right?
Yep.
When I broke my ankle, it didn't heal right. And the doctors, I remember being in the office and they were looking at it, right? Mm-hmm. And they couldn't understand why I wasn't in pain, because it was something about it and it didn't heal right. And the doctor said, well, if it doesn't hurt, then you're good. Same thing with Jalen. If it works, then don't worry about it. That's the reason why it's so hard. Like, think about it like this, people. The way we evaluate quarterbacks changed because of Jalen.
I don't think that's
you don't think so?
No.
So when do we start talking about individual accolades and skill sets
every
and all
year.
This other?
Not
to this point.
No, I think we're sensitive about it now because no. Jalen is not
no,
ranked
I don't,
high.
I don't believe that.
But this list came out two or three
point.
Years ago.
Not to this point. And now, since it's come out and Jalen has accomplished what he's accomplished, it just feels like people are bending themselves into a pretzel to justify what Jalen is, instead of just saying he is what he is.
No, but I think it's the other way. I think we're bending the pretzel. Yeah. Jalen Hurts is not looked at by any expert as the best quarterback in the league.
I've never said he was.
No, I know you aren't, but people get upset that he's not ranked higher. That's the truth. And people say, why do we bring this up? People get upset when he's not ranked higher. Yeah. But okay, you're right. Any expert could be wrong on any one thing. That's your doctor was wrong. But when all the experts say one thing and fans say another, maybe we should reevaluate how we see it.
You know what it is?
Not the way you feel. You can feel that he's your favorite quarterback and he won the Super Bowl and he's awesome. Like, that's not how you feel. Jalen Hurts could be your favorite player in the league. But when we talk about how good he is, it does resonate to me. If all the experts say one thing, there's got to be a reason.
No, you have to listen to the wording. Like that's
but they didn't
me,
make the wording for they, him. They made the wording.
I believe they did.
No,
I believe
Hugh,
they
come
did.
On. Hugh, they,
no, no,
they've
Joe,
been doing these
listen,
breakdowns for decades.
When you have, like, listen, with all due respect to him, have a guy
let me ask
like
you a question.
Cam Newton.
Why would they change the criteria
because
for Jalen Hurts?
Because he's a unicorn.
No,
he's
no,
an
no,
anomaly.
No, maybe.
He's an anomaly.
No See, one's changing the
criteria. You don't. When you look, okay, take away the names on the jerseys.
Yes.
Look at his resume compared to any of those other quarterbacks.
Well, it's not
that
about resume. It's
it
about
is,
skill
it
set
about
and
resume.
Talent. But that's not what these lists are about.
It's about the resume.
Okay,
that's a
listen.
Flawed
it's about the resume.
It's not.
At the end, At the end of the day.
But that's not what these people
are. At the end of the day, it's about the See, that's what I'm talking about,
but
Joe.
It's a resume for you. When someone's asked to rank the quarterbacks, no one says, Hugh, give us their resume, because otherwise there's no list. We just ranked Mahomes one.
And you've made my point. Now we want to talk about the skill set. It's the resume. It used to be the resume. When you talk about Joe Montana, you talk about the resume. You don't talk about the arm strength. You don't talk about his ability or his skill set.
Sure, his career's over now.
Okay.
But it is.
Like I'm saying, you're right. You're right. But, like, I can sit here and try to explain it to both of y'all till I'm blue in the face and anybody else who doesn't get it. But it's about the resume. It's about the accolades. What's his name? The linebacker. I can't remember his name. London Fletcher. Couldn't remember his name.
Good player.
London Fletcher's not in the Hall of Fame, and his numbers are better than Ray Lewis's.
But he wasn't as good of a player as Ray Lewis.
Gosh.
But he wasn't.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
You know that.
London Fletcher
was a good player.
Okay.
Do you think he was as good as Ray Lewis?
Ray Lewis had the name. He had
Ray
the name.
Ray Lewis was the defensive player of the year.
Okay.
I just don't understand.
I'm in a space right now where I could try to explain it to you till I'm blue in the face, but you're not going to get it.
I think the problem is you want a different criteria. When someone's asked a question,
the criteria is winning, bottom line.
But that's not what the discussion has been about the whole offseason.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what you think it should be.
The discussion has changed because of Jalen Hurts.
No, it's not because of Jalen Hurts. Okay. I just think it's more. Hold on. There's more media. There's more TV shows. There's more lists. That's the way the space has become.
The more TV, and everybody wants to be right about their team.
That's fine, but there's nothing to do with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts could disappear.
Everything to do with
Hugh. Jalen Hurts could retire tomorrow. The list that we talk about this year, there'll be the same list next year and the year after. It's not about Jalen Hurts.
Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
I think he will be, yes.
Is Eli Manning better than Brett Favre?
No.
Is Eli Manning better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well, not a chance.
That's our point, though. It's not about the resume.
But it is the resume. No.
But they're all going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. All right, then.
But aren't they all going to the Hall of Fame? What makes Eli Manning better?
Like I said, this is a space that I'm comfortable being in because I know what you don't. And that's fine.
But that's fine. But you know some things I don't, but you also feel this. This has nothing to do with what's going on.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's
that's
a feeling.
Fair. That's
and
fair.
I understand if you want
that's
to
fair.
Feel
I'll take that.
That we're with that we as fans here, right? Because we're here. And one thing I think is interesting about this is we watch every snap he takes.
Mm-hmm.
And the experts, I'm not sure if they have the opportunity or the time, right? There's 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
This is always something I think is relevant to bring up. There's 30, like you use Dan Orlovsky. I do think the guy does his homework, and I think he tries.
Oh, no, he does a hell of a job.
But there's also only 24 hours in a day, right? And there's 32 quarterbacks each week. It's a lot for him to watch every snap. We literally watch every snap at Jalen Hurts, and we have since the minute he got in the NFL. So I do think there's some things that he could miss that we see. I think that's fair to bring up. If there's one expert that says one thing and we all say the other, it's fair to say maybe that was one quack doctor. It's just sticking out to me when every expert says the same thing and we get mad at the experts. It feels like if every doctor told you to stop doing something, you're like, well, these doctors don't know what they're talking about.
Squares. Stop smoking them cancer sticks.
Yeah, they might know what they're talking about.
Dr. Karp did suggest smoke cancer sticks.
And to get a motorcycle.
Well, Dr. Karp's a quack, as we have figured out before.
Yep.
All right, 215.
We met a guy with a tramp stamp.
You probably should tell the whole story now, otherwise that feels like a weird thing to just throw out there.
Oh, okay, fine, since we're here.
Doesn't it feel weird to just leave out there?
Well,
Joe and I met a guy with a tramp stamp. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Yeah, you're right.
Feels weird.
When you see it
feels weird.
No, he came to the tailgate, Kyle, and he said, what do you have against tramp stamps? And I said, do you have a tramp stamp?
He's personally offended.
Yes.
And then he showed
us. And he had a tramp stamp.
He showed us.
And it said tramp stamp, if I'm not mistaken.
And the season was off and rolling from there. Yep, that's where we went. All right, 215-592-9494.
But you might be right about that. It might be, for me, it's more of what I feel. But it feels, when you have a guy that benefited tremendously from a good defense and some really good players around him saying that Jalen Hurts is a game manager, that does sound.
All right.
A little haterish.
Your reaction to all this, and with a few Douglas trivia here, you get a question right, you're automatically entered for a chance to be in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. All right, let's go to Terrence at Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Joe Kyle, what's up, man? I love the debate right now, man. You guys were getting... You were getting real intense, man. I love that kind of radio.
Not intense. He was right.
It got paused because we were about to get into it, and then Jahan showed up, which was great. We were talking about him. But then we had to wait.
Like, I feel like Joe's about to stand up, man. Y'all was really.
I haven't stood up in a while.
Debate, man. But,
yeah, it'd be kind of weird to stand up in here, though, because you'd be really low to the ground. We're kind of low here. It'd be kind of weird if I did that.
But John, I feel like the debate changed. I think he was right about that because I haven't seen this much talk about a quarterback being placed in a position ever in the NFL in the years I've been alive on this earth. And to me, he was right when he talks about – we talk about Tom Brady. What do we say? 7 Super Bowls, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about that, we talk about Mahomes.
That's the first thing that comes up. Yeah.
So it can go both ways. It's about accolades too, but now we're putting the arms, there's the mechanics in it. And to me, being in a Philadelphia fan base, I don't see much. What's wrong with Jalen Hurts? I don't know why we're always debating about this guy. People going at it on social media about Jalen Hurts. The guy won a Super Bowl. I haven't seen this much scrutiny about a guy that won a Super Bowl in my life, but ever. Like, why can't
let me throw two things in. I think sometimes we forget because if it's not us, we don't really care about it. Here's what I do remember. 25 years ago, when Tom Brady first won, there were many people that still thought that Peyton Manning was better. Right, that Brady had all the advantages. He had the defense. He had Belichick. And Manning didn't have that. So even Brady faced this. And then he won so much and played well for so long. That all disappeared. But, Terrence, the last time I remember this, and I don't think we cared because we were here, Russell Wilson went through this. Russell Wilson, and I think they're similar players. They had a lot of good stuff around them. When Russell Wilson won, he was still ranked and with these lists. You know, not the number one or two guy. It was still Manning. It was still Brady. It was still Rodgers. It was still Breeze. And then people say, oh, yeah, Russ. That's what it reminds me of. I just think we're more sensitive to this because it's our quarterback. That's what I think is the difference.
Yeah, and he won a Super Bowl, so we want to see him place, even if it's in the middle of the pack, but I think putting him 10 and over, like, he deserves to be in the middle of the top five. Like, I don't think he's the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's up there with the best in the league right now. I don't think he's the number one. No, he's not number one, but I feel like he's between 5 and 6. I'm tired of people putting Herbert in there. Herbert is a choke artist. I'm tired of people putting Goff in there and these other guys that haven't done nothing that crumbles with the talent around them. I'm tired of hearing that. And as for the Phillies, Joe, what happened? I'm going to tell you, when they lost it to Arizona Cardinals, I took my Phillies hoodie and I threw it in the trash. I got it back out later that night, and I threw it in the trash.
I went right back, and I took it out of the trash.
I washed it. But when they lost to the Mets, it was on top of the trash, though. But when they lost to the Mets, it was a sense to me like I was numb. I was numb to them losing. Like okay, I kind of knew this. So I want to see these guys show me that you could do this because we know right now this is the regular season, Joe. And it's like with the Sixers. We know when the Sixers get in the playoffs, we know there's a chance they're going to collapse. We know this already. So I want to see that. We got all them pieces. We got DeRon. Yeah, but DeRon can't play the whole game. He comes in the game to get those last three outs or whatever. I want to see these guys when the pressure gets pumped because we know if there's a chance these guys get down 2-1 in the series, we know our buttholes are going to get tight. We know that. We know the Phillies are going to get tight if they get down 2-1 in the playoff series. Especially in a 5-game series, we have to keep that in mind. If you get in the first round, it ain't 7 games. There's a chance that you can lose if you're not on your A game. And the Phillies, they have to keep this in their mind. I know I love Bader. I love these guys. But Bader hasn't been there yet. He comes from a team that hasn't been in the playoffs. The Phillies veterans have been here. So I want these guys to show us that they want to finish this thing off and complete the mission. The mission they complete. I want Middleton. He wants his championship back.
Yep.
Let's bring it to them, guys. Let's bring it to
them. Well, they got to finish, Terrence. There's no question. All right, Terrence, you want a trivia question?
Let's get it, bro.
All right, here we go. Hugh Douglas trivia for a chance to qualify for the Midday Show Fantasy League. True or false for you, Terrence? Hugh Douglas scored a touchdown during his NFL career. True or false?
True.
Terrence, you nailed it. You're qualified for the
Hugh
league.
Douglas is up and running.
That's where that famous drop came from.
Hey.
1995?
Yeah, that's six. No, six. I think that was 96.
Yeah, you were there. I was there. Yeah, you scored.
But I don't remember.
Doesn't remember.
How'd
you feel after that touchdown?
I was tired. I was so tired. Then I had to go back and play defense. I was so tired.
That is always the. I always. feel for the defender that scores like the long touchdown.
That's why you got to be in shape.
You got to go right back on the field.
Yeah, and you got to play at a high level. That was the, like, being in the NFL and playing at a small school, that was the hardest adjustment, is to go all out every play.
Do you want to hear the whole clip?
Like, that was tough. Huh?
We got the whole clip. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
And Miami fumbles the football. And number 99, Hugh Douglas, is up and running. And he's going to go all the way. 62 yards.
I didn't think he was ever going to get to the end zone.
Well, he wasn't exactly being chased by any of the Miami players. Once he picked it up, he was gone. So a huge week last week by Douglas. And he gets the Jets on the board in dramatic fashion with a 62-yard fumble return for the touchdown.
Couple things, you know, you ever watch a movie over and over, you hear a song, you pick up different things?
Yeah.
We've played that a lot on this show. I just picked up two things that I never picked up before. One, he kind of undercuts your performance there when he says no one's really chasing you.
Yeah.
It sounded like the Dolphins just didn't care you were about to score.
See, now you're about to make me go look for both of those cats and
you got to get check them. Second thing that I noticed is that's a home game, right? That's in New York?
Yeah.
There's no crowd noise.
No, it was not.
You must have no one at your games.
No, it was rough. Dude, it was rough.
Like, I can't imagine.
Them first couple seasons, yeah, it was rough.
I
remember Fireman Ed, though. He was there.
Well, yeah, but he's a fraud.
I heard Fireman Ed's not a good dude.
No, he's a fraud. Yeah, I'm telling you.
But
I read a story last year. He got upset that he wasn't getting enough screen time on the big Jumbotron they were giving out to other fans.
I mean, I guess he feel like he'd been there forever. Oh, he might as well.
Come on, enough of that. All right, let's go to Rich in Brewerytown. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, so it sounds like Hugh's saying that Howie is a system GM. Is that what I was hearing?
Kind of.
I mean, yeah,
that is kind of what that sounded
said
like.
That. Now, I understand what you're saying there, Hugh, but, you know, he's certainly pretty vital to that building that you're talking about. I'd say.
Never said he wasn't. I said that he did a great job of thrusting himself into the forefront so that he would never be put in the closet again.
It almost sounds, though, and maybe I'm wrong on this, you could clarify. It almost sounds like you think the perception is bigger than the reality of him.
No,
I think the perception is big, right? He's a face GM in a sport that doesn't have many face GMs.
Yes.
But the reality is, I think the reality matches the perception.
He's Vince McMahon. And I mean that in the kindest way I can, not the bad Vince McMahon.
I know, I knew what you mean.
You know what I mean? Because Vince McMahon became the face of WWE.
But he wasn't he pulling every string? Isn't he the reason they became what they became?
It's how we put it like this, and this is no disrespect. This is something that I thought about. Sorry, because I know the guy called in. But I thought this when I was on my way to do the Eagles when they went to the practice. Mm-hmm. Howie was mentioned and revered the same way that the players were. And I just thought about that, and I was like, well, man, this all happened, and this came about after the Chip Kelly era. Like this, and they were on. And if you're being fair to Chip, they were trending in a direction where they looked like they were going to be a pretty good dynasty organization.
Well, they looked good, and then it fell apart fast.
Yeah,
with Chip.
Yeah. So Howie put himself in a position to never let that happen to him again. That's all I was saying. He put himself in position so that he would never be on the back burner again.
And I agree with that. But I think his performance is the biggest reason he won't be on the back burner.
That's a part of it. But Howie, and this is the point that I was making, Howie benefited from the tutelage of Andy Reid and
sure.
Seeing how things were ran, and he said he wasn't going to run it.
And
that
even
way.
Joe Banner, who people don't love now, but Joe Banner had a template for how to run a roster that was – there was some smarts to it, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, Rich, you ready for your Hugh Douglas trivia question here?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right, here we go. For a spot to qualify in the Midday Show Fantasy League. All right, Hugh played for 5 NFL head coaches during his career in the NFL. Name 3 of them.
Damn.
All right.
You don't know this one?
Yeah, I know it now since you said it. So,
all right, I'm gonna so pull one out maybe, and it's going to be a guess. Al Groh.
No, we can't guess. No, we got it. You got to go ahead and say it.
What was the name you said?
Al Groh.
I mean, that's...
No, Al Groh.
That's all right, Jet.
Nope.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
I mean, there should be a layup here. Let's just start with the layup.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. That's one.
Right. So then we got, let me think about this. One co-type, was it?
Was it?
Get Jets?
You tell me.
Oh, man, I'm saying co-type.
Co-tights, two. All right, you need one more. Final guess. Need
God,
one more coach.
Does she do anything for us?
Damn, he gave you a layup.
Wow, he gave you the voice.
Oh, but I'm sorry, I gotta think about this.
He just gave you the layup. What are you talking about?
Take your time.
Lay it up again. I didn't hear you.
Does she do anything for us?
Does she do anything?
All right.
Oh.
He said, all right.
Guys, what's the big deal? It's only live radio. It's no big deal.
Yeah, sweet. You just let us know when you got it. And then.
All right. Yeah.
Give me a guess. Hey,
all right. I'm going to go with.
Rich, I love you, man.
Oh, my gosh.
There's only so much dead air I can allow. All right. Does Hugh Douglas know the five coaches he played for?
Rich Kotite.
Yes.
You know, that Al Groh was not a bad guess,
though. No, because he came right after.
The Al Groh, Rich Kotite, Bill Parcells.
Yep.
Ray Rhodes.
Yes.
Andy Reid.
And
Jack Del Rio.
There it is. I'm proud of you, Hugh. You remembered all the coaches you played for in the NFL.
It was a struggle bus.
Oh, it was. 2-5. If you didn't get all five, I was going to give Rich a spot in the league. Yeah, that would have been bad.
If I didn't get all five, would you be surprised? Seriously.
No, but come on. There's only five. All right, 215-592-9494. Devin Katie will join us next. She was at camp today, and we have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League to give away. Hugh Douglas Trivia, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.